little worried.
Hi, Graham. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm actually in Whitby right now. We have an office in Whitby, and we have an office in Lindsay, additional to Peterborough. And it's the first time I've been here since the lockup. And I'm just checking on a few things on my way to Toronto, where I have to do an emergency situation to deal with.
Certainly, Michigan law deals with a lot of different sorts of law, and is very widespread. Tell us about what you guys do with Michigan law.
Well, we do a lot of things, and lawyers are declared to be essential services, which is kind of a joke, but I guess we are. So our main work is in personal injury claims, whether it be through accidents or dangerous products. One of the big ones is asbestos. We do a lot of work with that. We also do wills and estates. So we've sort of narrowed things down. We used to do real estate and criminal, and many years ago I did family law, but we're pretty focused right now. And in this crisis, the courts are only dealing with emergencies. So emergency it is sometimes.
Jordan, by the way, I'm assuming that since we're talking to Murray right now, he's probably already got the tab running already on us because, you know, that's how lawyers work.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, exactly. That's 100%
so far. All right, let's get to our 10 questions at 10:45 segment here on PTBO Today Live. And as you just alluded to, again, being a law service, you guys are considered to be an essential service right now.
We are. We are actually doing some important work. We're actually getting our clients money and trying to get it out to them because people need money more than anything right now. A lot of people are suffering and hurting bad. So where we can get money for our clients, and that's a lot of what we do, and we do work actually on contingency fee as opposed to billing by the hour, we're trying to get it out and move it quickly. And so we're doing lots of electronic banking and other creative ways of getting things going, and virtual signing of documents, all sorts of things going on.
Have you had to change your hours of operation or where you're actually working from during all this, Murray?
Yeah, everybody's really working from home. We take turns going into the office at odd times. We don't want to have more than one person there at a time, and everybody swabs up the place before they get in and after they leave, when they leave. And so we're not doing a whole lot from the office. So don't drop by our Peterborough office, but if you want to leave something there, you can put something in an outside mailbox that we recently installed, and we will get it. But we're doing most of our work by phone and email.
Yep.
We rely a great deal on our Facebook page.
So how are people able to set up an appointment if they have an issue, or are you looking at any new cases right now, or are you just basically working on whatever the backlog of clients that you have right now?
Well, we're actually hoping to get new cases. That's being promoted, but people are a little distracted, so we aren't getting a lot of new ones in, but we're ready for them when they come. So if somebody has a situation, the best bet is to email some details to us or call and leave a message, and we can deal with it that way.
If anyone missed it off the top there, Murray, again, talk about what your law firm deals with specifically.
Well, we do a variety of personal injury cases. We're kind of unique in that we work on dangerous products. Most of these injury firms are car accidents and slips and falls. We do that too. But we also do drugs that have bad side effects, other products that have bad side effects, and most significantly, cancer caused by asbestos. Mm-hmm. And we also do wills and estates.
Okay, obviously, so things are can be very busy because you do deal with different types of law and have a
That's
wide
right.
array of different different ventures there.
That's right. That's right. It's challenging work, and our work is really national in scope. We have clients from across Canada, not just locally.
Does it make things a little more difficult, Murray, to whether it's you or one of your cohorts to maybe meet with a new client, not being able to do it face to face, but have to do everything electronically, either through email or through some sort of a video conferencing?
Yeah, we're doing more and more video conferencing, and we're actually doing that for signing of documents. They've passed some emergency regulations that allow us to get affidavits signed where people aren't in the same place. And we're strictly adhering to the restrictions, so we're not meeting anybody in person.
Tell me about what happens if I call you up and I say I've got an issue, whether it's a personal injury claim or mesothelioma or one of those situations that seem to that pop up that you guys deal with. If I go towards murraylaw.ca and I give you guys a call, or michiganlaw.ca, sorry, and I give you guys a call or an email, what should I expect when I contact you guys?
You should expect a call back from one of our lawyers. There's three of us who will talk to you about the case, and if there's something we can do, we will do it. And what we do is once we get the details, we'll send you some papers, and then we'll get everything out to insurance companies or other people that we're dealing with, because they're still working. Most of these people are working from home right now, and we actually get quicker responses than usual because they're less busy.
are you when you advise clients, maybe current or new clients, obviously the way that you communicate is probably a little bit different because you're not at the office, you're at home. And sometimes, you know, if anyone's like me where you see an unknown phone number show up on your cell phone, you're not likely one to usually answer it. Do you find yourselves doing a lot more email correspondence and maybe phone calls?
Definitely more of that than I'm used to. We usually spend like an hour with a client. I might have three or four appointments in a day, so that's half my work day. Now I'm really working 24 hours a day from home, and when I'm not at the fridge or playing with my dog or cat, I'm working.
Again, yeah, obviously, social media probably plays a big part in your website as well, at miskinlaw.ca, in regards to where you guys are at, what you guys are working on, and how you can help support the community.
That's right. And we're talking to United Way and other agencies about what we can do to participate in recovery from this current situation. It's going to be a long time before things get back to normal.
Interestingly enough, when you talk about personal injury claims and talking about COVID-19, have you found any correlation between the virus and maybe a claim that could come down the line for someone on a personal injury claim?
I've been thinking about it, but we haven't actually had anybody contact us except people who've lost their jobs, and we're actually not doing employment law like we used to do a lot of it, but we don't do that much anymore. But we're giving people advice on that.
And you mentioned,
and it's a tricky situation.
Yeah, it certainly is. Murray Miskin of Miskin Law here on the 10 questions at 10:45 here on PTV Today Live, Extra 90.5. So you mentioned, of course, that you have ways of being able to get documentation, whether it's Whitby, Peterborough, Lindsay, your many offices that you guys have, and you're finding ways to keep not only your customers, your clients safe, but also your employees safe by minimizing the contact between each other. Can you run through what those are again?
Okay, well, one of the big things is our Facebook page. Most people are on Facebook, and we can do video calls through Facebook or through Facebook Messenger, and we are posting our main updates on Facebook. So if you want something more timely, go to Miskin Law Professional Corporation page, click that you like the page, and we'll keep you informed, and we'll also communicate with you that way. But certainly email to whatever person at our office's name, first name at miskinlaw.ca, and you can email them, and you can leave messages at our office because we can remotely access them.
And, of course, as you mentioned, if any documentation needs to be dropped off or signed, that's all through email, or how does that work?
Well, we do have that outside mailbox that we put on outside our building at 351 Charlotte Street. So if somebody wants to leave anything that isn't a rotting fish, just drop it in the slot.
What if it is a rotting fish, though?
Cook it first.
Oh, okay, there you go. It is coming up to It is coming up to Good Friday, of course. So yeah, there you go.
That's right.
Be probably short. Probably the shorter than the line at Purvey's on Friday. I'm sure to be that will be on Good Friday. As we wrap up here, Murray, a couple more questions for you. Of course, being in the legal system and dealing with clients and dealing with insurance agencies or whatever the case may happen to be on how you're trying to find these settlements. What are the limitations that you're finding right now through the stretch, maybe compared to what you would do on a normal day?
It's actually easier because there's less people doing things that are interrupting our work, and we're getting a lot done, and we're finding that these new technologies are a big help, and we'll probably continue using them to a degree to supplement the in-person contact that we used to focus on mainly. So we're going to be a better law firm after this crisis is over.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to ask you next was, are you learning things about maybe you didn't know before or didn't consider or think of or didn't implement before that you would maybe do after this is all said and done?
Oh, absolutely. For example, I got my home printer to work. It wasn't working for 3 years, and now it works. And then I downloaded on my iPhone an app where I can scan documents and then send them out again. So a lot of the things I used to only do at the office or go to the office just to do at the beginning of this crisis, I can now do from home.
Murray, way to jump into 2020, my friend. That's big news for you.
Everybody stay well. Don't get too close to anyone.
There you go. Before we let you go, where can we find you again?
351 Charlotte Street. That's our office. Or on the web, miskinlaw.ca. Good talking to you.
Awesome. Thanks, Murray. Appreciate it.
Righto. Bye.